This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began an insightful message for these tough times titled, How to Respond to Economic Crisis. Yesterday, he spoke about how Joseph used knowledge and understanding to combat a looming economic crisis. Let's join in today as he continues.
The story of Joseph. When you read Joseph's story, it tends to lean more on the mental side. I told you, Isaac's story seems to lean more on the supernatural. But Joseph's story leans more on the mental side. Pharaoh had a dream. Joseph was in prison. In the dream, he saw seven fat cows and seven lean cows. The seven fat cows came and they ate the seven lean cows. There are people like that, very slim. They eat a lot, but very slim. Those are the seven lean cows. You know, and this dream is not even Joseph who had a dream. It was Pharaoh who had a dream. Joseph's own is not like he had a dream or God was there. Somebody had it. Only that he could explain it. So they asked him, what does this mean? So in Genesis 41, 29, he gave the answer. He said, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout the land of Egypt. And after that, 7 years of famine. And he said, and the famine shall consume the land. So after that, there shall arise 7 years of famine. He said, and it will consume the land. Joseph said, everything will be destroyed. So he gave a prophetic direction. Now listen, an economic crisis is coming. So Pharaoh asked him, so what can we do to battle this economic crisis? And he gave an answer in verse 33. He said, let Pharaoh look out for a man discreet and wise, that he should set him over the whole land of Egypt. Only two things. He said, we need two qualities to combat this economic crisis. We need a man who is discreet. We need a man who is wise. Now that word discreet in the realm is actually understanding. So in other words, he says, we need understanding, number two, and wisdom. His direction was purely mental thinking, the brain at work. He said, to combat this crisis, we have to apply our brains to it. But we need a man of understanding or discreet. And a wise man, he said, if we get somebody like this, we can solve this problem. That's why I said, each man's story has a different slant. To overcome this economic crisis, just prayer will not be enough. We need a man who is what? Discreet, or a man of understanding, and a man of what? Wisdom, to set over the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said, but who is better than you? You are the man I'm looking for. You're a man of understanding. You are a man of wisdom. He said, we hand over the whole of Egypt to you. Solve this economic crisis that is coming. Powerful. You know, understanding is important. Because if you don't understand something, you cannot solve it. My wife is a doctor. When I am sick, she tells me what to do, what drug to take, blah, 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 blah. Because she understands the disease. And based on that, she gives me a solution. I don't understand the disease. All I know is that I am sick, so I don't know what to do. So to solve a problem, you need to understand it. So each of us, in our own way, assuming your business is not doing well or finance, you are not doing well, God must give you the grace to understand why. Because if you don't understand why, you cannot solve it. One day a man came to me, he told me that he wanted to travel. And I said, why haven't you gone? He said, the devil has collected my passport. And I said, the devil has collected your passport. Then I said, who told you? He said, a certain prophet told me. He said, that's why I've not traveled. So I asked him the next question. I said, have you applied for a passport before? He said, no. Then I said, how can the devil collect something which you don't even have in the first place? You see, the man had a problem, but his understanding of the problem was very stupid. But that's his understanding. He didn't understand his problem at all. So you can be in a problem, but you don't know why. Understanding means to know the meaning of something. It means to know the nature of something. It means to know the cause of something. One day, Solomon was passing by a certain man's business. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30, he said, I passed by the field of the slothful and the vineyard of the man void of understanding. He said, this man is not understanding anything, but he's doing business. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. 31, he said, then I saw and I considered it well. So he stood there and he watched the farm for a very long time. I looked upon it and I received instructions. Then he understood why the guy was poor. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep. Your poverty shall come as a traveler and your want as an armed man. Solomon came to the conclusion that this guy is a very lazy guy. That's why he has all these bushes around. And he is lazy because his laziness is as a result of years of wrong decisions and the wrong attitude. That's why he says it comes as a traveler. It takes time. He understood why the guy was poor, but the guy himself, he didn't understand it. So because we all have unique circumstances, unique financial situations, unique potential, unique problems, unique finances, all I can say is that let's pray and let's sit down. I looked upon it and I considered it. To understand something, you must think about it for a very long time. But when you lack understanding, you can easily relate every problem to something spiritual. Although some things are spiritual, but not everything is caused by a spirit. Some is caused by your own stupidity. So, my lack of understanding was making me a very poor person. But the minute I understood, but I think the prayer and the fasting helped to open my understanding. Because you see, you know why they need a man of understanding? To feed a nation, the person must understand agriculture, must clear the land, must understand all the insects that can affect it, must understand storage, build silos, know how to store the thing for 7 years, know how to keep the harvest, how to plow the field, employ people, how it's going to employ them, how it's going to pay them. You need a lot of understanding to be able to do this. That's why Pharaoh said, we need understanding. So to correct this thing, you really need to understand your situation, the problems, the issues, what is happening. But you see, it can come from thinking about the problem for a very long time. So Solomon said, I sat down and I considered it well. Most of the time, we are not thinking. As soon as we get up, we are moving. But sometimes, when we're able to lie down, 3 hours, what are you doing? He said, I am thinking about my problem to see what could be the cause. And as you take time to do that, you will understand your situation. May God give us the spirit of understanding. And finally, number 2, he said, you need wisdom. You may have knowledge, you may have understand something, but practically how to do it is another matter. It's another matter altogether. That's why I said you can have a doctorate in finance and still be poor. You have the knowledge, but practically how to let the finance come is a problem. An illiterate knows how to let the money come, but you don't. Because wisdom makes knowledge a reality. Mark 6:2, they said about Jesus, what wisdom is this that such mighty works are wrought by his hands? It produces results. 1 Kings 10:4, when the king of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, his wisdom, it has to be manifested. Do you know what Joseph did? The first thing, if you read the story, the first thing he told Pharaoh was, you own 20% of the land. let's use that 20% for farming purposes only. So for the first time, Pharaoh went into serious farming. When you travel to our country, you just see bushes. You don't know whether someone has employed us to plant all these bushes. These bushes should have been farms, but they are not farms. But you need a wise person to be able to implement it. People can give theories, but to actually do it so that the farms be there from left to the right, you have to be a very, very practical person to be able to let that happen. So 20% of the land was cultivated. Then he told Pharaoh, you have to employ officers, people, to do this work. So Pharaoh went and employed people, and they did this work. And when the famine started, he told Pharaoh, as the people are buying the corn, let's collect their money. So by the second year, nobody had money in the whole of Egypt. All the money was Pharaoh's money now. Joseph had created a lot of wealth for Pharaoh. If you have a worker like this who comes to Accra, all the Accra money is with you. Can you imagine? Then when the wealth came, the next thing he told Pharaoh was that they should build cities and move the people to the cities. So Pharaoh built cities. I don't know, maybe they were villages, whatever it was. And he moved all of them to the cities. Because then he bought their land. He bought every single land because they didn't have money. And he moved them to the cities. And he bought the land. So Pharaoh owned now, instead of 20, he went to 100% ownership. Because first he bought their cattle. Then after he bought their land, then he moved them to the cities. And made available more farmland. But he started with only 20%. Then he told Pharaoh that, employ the people. Now everybody's a farmer. Employ everybody now and let's pay them and let them make the farm. So now everybody was now working for Pharaoh. Then he told him, Joseph was a good man. He said, Pharaoh, all the people who are working, he said, let's make it this way. All the land belongs to us now. Let's take 20% of the money. Let's leave them with 80. But the 20 means that we are going to really enjoy, but the whole land is ours. So eventually, by the end of the farming, everybody was a rich person. Everybody. But the people who owned 80%, they had become rich. So the farming, rather, he made Pharaoh rich. He himself became rich. And everybody in Egypt became a rich man.
Thank you for joining us. Today, we learned from the story of Joseph that to combat economic crisis, we need knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, delivered from bedwetting. Dear Pastor, I ask you to pray for me concerning my inability to stop wetting my bed. Since the day you prayed, I have never wet my bed again. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now I can travel and spend days and weeks without any fear of wetting my bed and being disgraced in the process. I'm so excited and grateful to God. May God richly bless you. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Let's give him glory. Wonderful testimony.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.